We're back to Padres Social Hour, broadcasting from the Peoria Sports Complex at San Diego Padres Spring Training.
Welcome back to Padres Social Hour. Andrew Cashner is our first guest today. Can you believe he is now the longest tenured Padre?
It's crazy.
That's crazy. Well, we asked Andrew about it, and here's what he had to say.
Yeah, it's scary.
How weird is that? Because it's only been four seasons. How's that feel?
That's not a good thing. It's definitely been a lot of overturn. Since I've been here in 2012, but it's kind of sad sometimes when you look around the locker room and guys that you've become good friends with and stuff like that. They're not here anymore, but it's also a chance to make new friends.
How do you take that personally? Is there any more leadership or responsibility in the clubhouse you put on yourself being here the longest?
No, I don't really put any extra anything on me. I think it's just part of changing the culture that we have going now.
Now, even though you've been here a few seasons and you are kind of established, something Andy Green's talked about, no matter who it is in camp, no one's a finished product. Everyone's still learning, still growing. That includes you, little knuckle curve we heard you were working on in spring. What else are you working on to make yourself better?
I'm working on a lot of things, but a knuckle curve is something I've always thrown. I've just kind of gone away from it the last 2 years. But for me, it's just working on locating my fastball, getting my sinker out in front, working both sides of the plate, and keeping my changeup down, and it's kind of tweaking my mechanics still a little bit.
Seems like the last couple seasons, either you have one thing go right and then the other, something else breaks down, or vice versa. Stuff looks great, but maybe some health issues. Or last year you were totally healthy, a couple things not going your way in terms of stats. How close are you to getting the puzzle fully put together and making this your best season yet?
Yeah, for me, it's just, keep always, learning every day and just keep working. There's so many things out of your control. And it's just show up every day, be a great teammate if you're not playing, and, just keep striving to be better each day.
What's it like? Obviously, Darren Balsley is someone that a lot of these new pitchers are getting to work with, and he's kind of starting with them from scratch. He's someone you have a relationship with that you've established. What's that working relationship like now, year five for you as a Padre?
Yeah, no, Darren's been like a second dad to me. He's helped me on the field, off the field. He's one of my favorite people to see every day. I think what he brings to the table is incredible. He gets the most out of each guy on the staff, and no one cares more about his pitchers than Darren Balsley.
How do you mean that? Like, what does he do? What kind of stuff does he say?
No matter the situation, no matter the person, he'll always fight for his pitchers. He never wants any attention on himself, never in the spotlight, but he puts in more work and more hours than any person I know to make us better each day.
The starting rotation is going to be a strength for this team, I think the biggest strength, and they don't even have the 4 and 5 guys slotted in yet as we're talking, but I think there's lots of good candidates. But between you and Tyson and James, the top of the rotation is pretty set. What's the relationship like among the three of you?
Yeah, no, we got a great relationship. When Tyson came over here in 2013, me and him have formed a great relationship on and off the field, and just year two with Shields, it's a chance to grow with Shields and keep learning from him on his veteran leadership.
Obviously, you all have different repertoires and different stuff, but what can you learn from those two guys? What can they learn from you? What kind of notes do you guys pass in class, so to speak?
It's not class by
right,
any means.
Right, right.
It's a baseball field. But I think, during the season, it's going back and forth and, talking about hitters, talking about certain pitches, talking about umpires. It's a lot goes in each day in the dugout.
Defense this year looks to be much improved from last year. A lot of new athletes and a lot of guys that are healthy now fully behind you. For a pitcher, how important is it seeing these guys shagging balls in spring training, seeing a guy like Alexi Ramirez at shortstop, being able to turn some double plays now? How important is that for you mentally, knowing who's behind you this year?
Yeah, mentally it doesn't bother me. For the most part, it's just just playing sound defense and sound baseball. I think having John Jay out there in center field and him and BJ rotating, whether one of them's playing left or center, I think that's going to be a big addition for us.
So mentality-wise, for the club as a whole, obviously last year a lot of hype and a lot of people saying a lot of things with all the offseason moves. This year a little bit more under the radar. Do you guys like that? What's the clubhouse mentality for you guys as a whole?
I mean, there's always hype no matter where you go. I mean, there's a lot of money in this game, so I mean, there's always going to be media hype, but it's just show up and do your job and get the most out of it each day and, you know, be a better teammate. And you know, I think there's going to be a lot of things that we might shock some people on this year.
All right, let's get you out of here on a couple of fun topics. Number one, your beard game, obviously very strong. It was a big topic on our episode last week. Seth, our producer blooper, got rid of his beard. We put it up to an internet poll.
Still upset about that.
What's your opinion on it? Because you had a pretty strong opinion.
You can ask him. I'm not talking to him right now.
I think that says everything we need to say. Twitter, 71% of people says he should grow it back, by the way. So I think
I care less about Twitter.
All right, well, there you go. Fernando Rodney coming in, a new guy. He's got his bow and arrow celebration. You're a guy who shoots actual bows and arrow. What's his technique? How's his form?
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet on our team, but we'll get into that kind of probably towards the end of spring and early in the season, so maybe I can help him out. I don't know.
I'll come back to you and ask for a critique once he gets a couple games under his belt. And last thing, a lot of our viewers are wrestling fans. One of the first things I noticed when I met you for the first time was a Stone Cold t-shirt in your locker. Do you know it's 316 all month? It's March 2016. I didn't realize that until yesterday. I think that's a good sign for you, man. I think that's a good spring coming up.
I love some Stone Cold Steve Austin. You know, he's got the Broken Skull Ranch there in Texas, and always a big fan watching him growing up, and I love my Stone Cold t-shirt.
Nice, man. I didn't have mine with me, but when I get it out at the end of the spring, we'll have to rock it together. It'd be a good picture for Twitter that no one will see from your side, but that my fans will hopefully enjoy. All right, man. Well, a big hell yeah to you and a good 2016 on the way, we hope.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Andrew. I always love working in a little Stone Cold Steve Austin or pro wrestling talk, especially with Andrew Cashner. Jesse doesn't, so we'll stop that conversation there. I think he's the difference between this rotation being good and being great this year. Agree?
Some combination of him and Brandon Maurer, yeah. You're right. I mean, Cashner, it's got to be better than last year. There's no question. He had all the bad luck in the world from a run support standpoint, from a defense standpoint. We've talked about that ad nauseum. So he will be better. I don't have any doubt about it.
All right. That was the word from Jesse on Andrew Cashner. Fans, the word on All-Star Game is that All-Star Week is coming to San Diego this July 8th through 12th. Register now for the chance to purchase tickets at allstargame.com. Up next, here in spring training, you never know who's going to show up. Tom DeLong of Blink-182 stops by. Big Padres fan. We'll talk to him next on Padres Social Hour.
The Padres are getting ready for the 2016 season, and we'll be right back to talk about it more from the Peoria Sports Complex in Arizona at Padres Spring Training.